Lebanon's interior minister said Friday the death toll from a powerful car bomb that ripped through a southern suburb of Beirut has risen to 22. The car bomb struck a bustling street in the Rais district in Beirut's southern suburbs, an overwhelmingly Shiite area and stronghold of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. The attacks are being seen as retaliation for Hezbollah's armed support for President Bashar al-Assad in neighbouring Syria's civil war. Vatican Radio's Xavier Sartre spoke to Archbishop Paul Saya, Vicar General of the Maronite Patriarchate, about the repercussions the conflict in Syria is having on Lebanon.
In a way, Lebanon is a victim of a difficult regional and international situation. The conflict in Syria has very negative repercussions in Lebanon. We have 1.5 million refugees from Syria. And we have 500,000 refugees from Palestine. So half of the population of Lebanon, you know, one person in Lebanon out of two is a refugee now. We are a country of 4 million people. When you have 2 million refugees in a country of 4 million, you can imagine the difficulties that such a situation can cause, you know, economically, you know, socially, you know, security-wise. Those refugees live in very, very dire situations. This is not what Lebanon would like. Lebanon could not close its doors, you know, when you have such a tragedy. But at the same time, Lebanon cannot cope any longer with the situation. And that's the refugee situation. We have another difficult situation where the conflict in Syria is spilling over into Lebanon politically and militarily. We have Sunnis in Lebanon and we have Shias. We have Alawites who are a brand of Shia. So the Sunnis and Alawites are fighting in Syria, and there are also factions of the Sunnis and Alawites in Lebanon who are also on and off fighting each other. You know, this is the situation in Syria, therefore, is spilling over into Lebanon on the military level, and secondly, and very, very important, on the level of refugees. So if the international community wishes to help Lebanon, they should stop sending arms into Syria. They should solve the conflict in Syria, and Lebanon will be automatically protected, because it's the war in Syria that is causing at the moment the problems in Lebanon. So we hope, not only for the sake of Lebanon, but primarily for the sake of the Syrian people and the Syrian country. The suffering that we are witnessing in Syria is utterly unacceptable. The destruction is utterly unacceptable. This is a country which was coming along, you know, and developing and so on. Now it's back 50 years at least, you know. It's going to take generations, you know, to bring Syria back to where it was and bring the social fabric back into some kind of a cohesion. So on all levels, I think the most urgent request we have is to ask the international community and the regional community also, because the regional actors who are acting often for the international community, you know, we ask them to stop sending arms to both factions and stop sending money, stop sending people. You know that there are people from Europe coming to fight in Syria. There are people from all over. I'm told about 30 or 40 different Sunni factions are coming from the whole world to fight in Syria. And Al-Qaeda has certainly established a huge, you know, place for itself in the Syrian society, and other also radical factions. Where are we going? Eventually, everybody is going to be affected by this radical Islam that is implementing itself in Syria. This is going to spill over not only in Lebanon, but wait, you know, this is going to be felt in Europe, it's going to be felt in America. Already it was felt in Boston, if you remember. And I'm sure, you know, in Europe, the Americans had to close about 20, 25 of their embassies and consulates. You know, if nothing is done about radical Islam that is implementing itself in Syria, I think the wide world is going to suffer for that.